Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. Northfield Council, along with staff, continue to work on a sample tax ballot question to voters regarding the proposed Cannon River Civic Center. Administrator Martig commented on the name.
The goal of building a two-sheet arena really expands beyond just ice, because the civic component is a key piece. That on one of the arenas we're looking at having year-round ice, but the other one would be off for almost half a year, I guess, as it relates to being able to be available for other civic activities.
Reflecting a regional feel with a partnership with Dundas, Martig added.
We would have a joint funding source with a regional sales tax with that. So really, and also kind of ties in with our regional park system and trail that we've got going back there.
If the sales tax passes, the resolution would be to split the dollars 70-30, with 30% going to park improvements within Northfield and Dundas. As for the actual question, it can get confusing.
I think we're making progress and are kind of narrowing it in for a vote. Potentially next week it will be on the agenda scheduled for action.
A part of the question includes a one-time excise tax on the purchase of a vehicle, new or used. The reason being that a sales tax would not include motor vehicles. Martig added,
would not relate to leased vehicles, would not relate to mobile home type units, those types of things. So it would be basically a fixed dollar amount up to $20. The council would fix that later. We don't know what that would translate per year here in Northfield and Dundas at this time.
There will be much more on this issue, mostly an educational piece to inform the public. Next Wednesday, Mayor Pownell and Administrator Martig will be in studio to discuss the vote. And a member of the Civic Center Committee, Chris Kennelly, will be in at 8:45 on Wednesday. Rice County Commissioners hosted MnDOT District 6 at Tuesday's meeting. They discussed their 10-year plan. With funds from the wheelage tax and half-cent sales tax the commissioners passed, Commissioner Galen Mollica said,
we had projected to take in $2.5 million a year between the sales tax and the wheelage tax, and we're taking in over $3 million a year.
One major headache will be a four-mile stretch of I-35 between County Road 9 and Highway 21 in Faribault. Concrete paving of the southbound lanes will begin July 23rd. Two-way traffic will be maintained on the northbound side through the duration into October. MnDOT expects very heavy weekend traffic. The repaving of Highway 19 from Lonsdale to Northfield is on the list, but Mollica said that he and Commissioner Dockin want to see the interchange at I-35 and 19 fixed.
That's a mess. If you've ever driven it in the busy rush hours, it's very hard to maneuver.
14 years ago, MnDOT put in a new bridge that specifically left room for a more appropriate exchange.
So here we are 14 years later with nothing done. And so we've asked to meet with our legislatures and MnDOT officials. We're going to put together a Highway 19 coalition, probably led by the county, but the city of Northfield and the city of Lonsdale are going to join us.
Mollica says they also plan to form a coalition to speak with legislators regarding Highway 246. And it's the battle of the badges between Northfield firefighters and police. Next Wednesday, you can roll up your sleeve and give blood at the Northfield Police Station between noon and 6 p.m. Police Chief Monty Nelson said they're excited to partner with the American Red Cross on June 20th to launch the first of what they hope will be many blood drives. NAFR's clerk Shar Stanky said they'll be working together to give back to the community in a truly life-changing way, since each donation collected can save up to 3 lives. The Battle of the Badges blood drive adds the challenge of donating on behalf of your favorite badge, fire and rescue, or police. So when you arrive to donate, be sure to cast your vote. You can walk in or make an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. News from around the state is next.